Welcome everybody to the Zoom Dhamma talk of our Nairobi Buddhist temple. Some of you attended my previous session. In that, we talked about Noble Eightfold Path and the first two steps called Sammaditti and Sammasankappa, harmonious perception and harmonious thought. Today, we are going to talk about the third, fourth, and fifth steps of the Noble Eightfold Path. Harmonious speech, sammavacca, harmonious action, sammakammanta, and harmonious livelihood, sammajiva. We will try to understand how following these steps can contribute for the success of your spiritual journey. We are also going to explore how you can apply these teachings into your daily life. Because of the coronavirus and all the social restrictions imposed by the governments around the world, people seem to experience higher than normal level of stress and anxiety. I speak to people almost daily who are distressed, who are anxious, who are in pain, who are suffering. Not only in Czech Republic, but around the world. So, what we used to call normal has changed. Lots of people are struggling to adjust to the new normal. Buddha's teaching not only provide insights, but also necessary instructions that are so helpful to cope with challenges of life. The ultimate goal of Noble Eightfold Path is to purify the mind from all defilements, reach higher levels of spiritual evolution, and experience an unshakable state of peace, what we call nirvana. But the same principles are also so useful for ordinary people to live more meaningful and harmonious lives. When properly understood, they can be applied to daily life, especially in these challenging times, and reap good benefits. I hope you pay attention and listen carefully and try your best to understand these guidelines and integrate them into your daily life so that you can live a harmonious and joyful life. In our last session, we already have spoken about first two steps, how our perception trigger our thoughts, and we call harmonious perspective and harmonious thought. The third step in the Noble Eightfold Path is called Sammavacca. So harmonious perspective, how you perceive things, your thoughts are produced from the foundation or rises from the foundation of your perception. So if your perception is wrong, if your perception is not in harmony, if your perception is unrealistic, your thoughts are negative or not in harmony, not realistic, and in conflict always. So the third step of Noble Eightfold Path is called Sammavacca or harmonious speech. And this is the Sammavacca is commonly translated as right speech. I prefer to translate it as harmonious speech instead of right speech. In our last session, we discussed about that. Huh? And I explained why I would prefer to use the word harmonious. Because the purpose of practicing Noble Eightfold Path is to cultivate inner harmony. And so before getting into a discussion of harmonious speech, I would like you to ask a few questions from yourself. Or I would like to ask a few questions from you, if you don't mind. Have you been hurt by words of others or a victim of verbal abuse? And think clearly. If you haven't, I guess you are not human. And have you experienced pain because someone who you trusted has lied to you? Do you remember a moment when you experienced emotional distress or discomfort as a result of verbal insult? Do you remember a moment how kind words of someone touched you so deeply that you got inspired and happy? Do you remember a moment? Every day we are affected and influenced by the words of others. Every day, others are influenced and affected by the words that you speak, the word that you choose. How about your own verbal behavior? Can you recall a time when you abused, insulted, or lied or spoke angry words towards somebody? Do you remember how painful it was? Did you notice how your words caused suffering to somebody, caused pain to somebody, hurt somebody? Have you noticed it? You need to purify your verbal behavior or learn harmonious speech in order first to live a peaceful and meaningful life. Secondly, to strengthen your spiritual foundation. Because if you have a foul mouth and sharp tongue and abusive verbal attitude and habits, you cannot add anything to your spiritual foundation. Not only that, you live in pain and you're causing pain to others. Your words cause pain to yourself. Your words cause pain to others. Many people do not know how the way they speak and the words they choose weaken their practice, spiritual practice especially, or strengthen their spiritual practice. So you can't call yourself spiritual if you are a habitual verbal abuser, because verbal abuse is a result of negative emotions. And it causes suffering to the others. Having a bad mouth can cause you to drift away from your spiritual path. Many people don't think about it. There are a lot of religious people who are doing their religious rituals, but they have no control, or they're not disciplined at all in their speech. Your tongue is so small part of your body, right? But it has so much power to do a lot of damage. Sometimes the words could hurt people more than physical attacks. Our words can prevent conflicts, or our words can trigger conflicts. Even in your own family, in your daily life, in your daily interactions, if you really become more thoughtful and conscious and try to integrate harmonious speech, the whole atmosphere, whole environment can change. You can initiate a harmonious and peaceful interaction with others. In the teachings of the Buddha, the human behavior is divided into three parts. We call kaya, vachi, and mano. We have physical or bodily behavior, and vachi, a verbal, and mano, a mental behavior. Our thoughts, our emotions are part of our mental behavior. So you have to pay attention to your body and discipline your physical behavior. You have to discipline your verbal behavior. You have to discipline your mental behavior as part of your spiritual practice. Although the words we speak can be considered as physical behavior because it's from mouth we speak, in the teachings of the Buddha, speech is always put into a special category. Why is this? Speech is put into a special category. And because words have so much power, power to cause you suffering, or power to bring you happiness, power to cause suffering to others, power to bring happiness to others. So do not undermine the power of your words and be careless in the way you speak, way you interact verbally with others. You can help somebody to slow down and calm down, or you can agitate somebody and get somebody to be violent and aggressive just by speaking words. Because words have so much power, as you said. Reforming, perfecting, and purifying our verbal behavior is essential as we walk the path to liberation or spiritual transformation or harmonious, meaningful life. That is what is discussed in this third step of Noble Eightfold Path. We call harmonious speech. Harmonious speech is divided into four, avoiding or abstaining for four speeches, four kinds of speeches. First is abstaining from false speech. In other words, not lying. And the second one is abstaining from malicious or slanderous speech. We call pisuna vacha. And the third, abstaining from harsh speech. We call it parusa vacha. And abstaining from idle chatter or gossip. And sampappalapa. So you practice harmonious speech by abstaining from these four types of speech. False speech means you knowingly misrepresent facts or truth for personal gain or to fulfill selfish needs or selfish desires. This happens more often in your life than you think. So, referring to harmonious speech, Buddha says, abstaining false speech, from all false speech, he speaks the truth, holds to the truth, is firm, reliable, no deceiver of the world or self. As you practice harmonious speech, you also stop verbal manipulation, many people are so used to verbal manipulation and they do it effortlessly without reflecting on the consequences or how it influences the others. You might know some people who are master manipulators. Who knows, you might be one of them. For example, there are some salesmen who can convince you to buy the junk that you do not need, or buy some junk things that you may never use. That's verbal manipulation to mislead somebody, to convince somebody, to take advantage of somebody, or even steal from somebody. Because when you don't fairly earn it, you are stealing it. I'm sure all of you might be able to recall at least one such occasion. Personally, I can recall many, many such occasions where people manipulated. I listened to people, I believed them, then I discovered that they have lied, they have cheated, they have convinced me to help them. But they all were lies. I remember one time I was in Sri Lanka and I went to help the people who were affected by this war. And they were all going through real difficult time. And I listened to a group of people, few people. And I promised to support them. I said, yes, I'm going to help. Then that evening, one of my assistant monks came to see me and asked me why I decided to help these people. I said, you know, it's very clear that their needs are real and I need to address them. He kindly reminded me that most of the things they told me are not true. I was almost heartbroken. I felt so bad about it, because when, with a good intention, you try to help somebody and they try to manipulate you and take advantage of you, you feel betrayed or you feel hurt. The verbal manipulators are often proud of themselves and think that they are clever. The question is, do we have these qualities? Do we use these verbal manipulations? Are we conscious of our manipulative verbal approaches? And usually the people who verbally manipulate others, they have no idea how karma is going to catch up with them eventually. When you practice harmonious speech, you do not lie in order to harm others or gain personal profit or fulfill your selfish desires or self-interests. Um, You also try to abstain from malicious speech as well. Malicious speech intended to break up harmonious relationships. This is more common than you think, and you might also be doing it without thinking much about it. When you hate someone, you try to convince others to think badly about that person. Because the moment you get caught in the emotion of anger or hatred, you are negatively connected to that person. You see that person. Your image about that person becomes dark. And your intention is to spread that negativity to a point where some people do not want to hear anything good about the people they don't like. So when you hate someone, your mind is like full of hate germs. You love to infect others with your hate germs. The question is, are you doing it? How often are you doing it? Have you done it? In order to satisfy your own hatred, you pollute the mind of others with malicious speech. This happens so often to so many people. You're acquiring bad karma by hating others. And at the same time, you acquire more karma, more bad karma, by polluting the minds of another person, or others. When you are trapped in anger or hatred, effortlessly, you can pollute the other people's minds to convince them what you believe. Right? I'm sure you have experiences. When you hate someone, you're negative about that person. The next thing you do, you try to get everybody to join you, to become negative. In politics, in other social conflicts, in ethnic conflicts, in all these situations, it often begins with few hateful people. And they spread that hatred through their words, infect others, and get them to join so that they can become part of what they believe. I wonder sometimes whether they realize what they're doing to these people. When you convince somebody to believe in something negative, burden them, cause pain to them just because you want to achieve a certain goal to fulfill your hatred, your divisive ideas, your anger. So as you practice harmonious speech, you also practice abstaining from harsh speech. Often harsh speech cuts into the feelings of others. When your ego is hurt, your speech can become harsh. You can terrorize people with harsh speech. What happens when you do that? Every time you express a negative emotion or condition another person into a negative emotion by spreading your own negativity, you are acquiring bad karma, you become unhappy, and you cause unhappiness to others. So harsh speech disturbs peace, destroy harmony, and cause suffering to others. Think about your own family. Think of the way that you interact with the family members. Are you using harsh speech to get a point across to these people, or communicate with them, or get a message across to them? For some people, harsh speech is a habit. They snap at every suggestion or every criticism, raise voice. Add a lot of extra negative energy into the words, throw those words at other people, disturbing them, hurting them, causing them pain. So they use it as a tool to control others. As you spiritually mature, as you find more harmony and peace in ourselves, our verbal behavior begins to change. This is a good time for you to think of giving up harsh speech or lying, and to see how harmonious the speech can be practiced in your daily life. Part of harmonious speech require actually to pay attention to how you react to the other people's words. When somebody insult you, when somebody speak to you harshly, when somebody manipulate you verbally, usually we emotionally react. We get disturbed. We get hurt. What happens when we get hurt? When we get hurt, when you get trapped in a negative emotional reaction, we tend to do the same things that they are doing. You speak one abusive words, and I can speak two abusive words. You're insulting me with one word, I'm insulting you with three words. It becomes an exchange of negative words. With the intention of overpowering the other person. If somebody is producing 10% negativity, in order to overpower that person, you have to produce 20% negativity. So you produce 20% negativity. As the argument gets heated up, you're increasing your negativity, and the other person, it encourages the other person to increase the negativity. So you're trying to overpower by increasing negativity. But in each step, what happens? First, it's very painful to be in abusive argument. It's very painful. It causes pain to the abuser and the abused. Not only that, usually it doesn't become one way. You get other people drawn into this abusive negativity and get entangled in them. So the idea is how you can bring more compassion, bring for awareness, in order to prevent yourself getting drawn into the negativity of the other person and getting trapped in a negative emotion and wanting to overpower that person with negative verbal reactions. So when emotions get stirred up, you try to pay attention and not to react. There are two ways that you can do it. When somebody verbally abuse you, matching the abusive words with your own abusive words or insults does not in any way encourage other person to stop abusing you. Instead, if you become more thoughtful, if you step back and pay attention to the person who are speaking these abusive words, or who have lied to you and cheated you, or misguided you, or taken advantage of you, and you have to see nobody can abuse you if they're happy. Abuse is an expression of pain and unhappiness. Abusive words originate from pain and unhappiness. So if you use abusive words often, you are unhappy, you are in pain. So other people cannot free you from that pain. You can free you from that pain by understanding your pain, releasing your pain, resolving the anxiety issues that are arising from external conflicts. So I think it is almost 4:30 here, and I have taken a little bit extra time, so we did not get an opportunity to speak about the harmonious action and livelihood. We will do it in our next session, but I really want you to pay attention. Don't take it lightly. Know that your verbal behavior, the words you use, can turn against you, do turn against you. Momentarily, for example, disturbing you or causing you pain, but long term, by acquiring negative karmic burden, attracting negative circumstances and people into your life. So samma vacha has an amazing, enormous significance in our daily life, even in this difficult period. If you carefully choose the words that you speak to people and thoughtfully speak to them, the people who are distressed, kindly speak to those who are distressed and give them an opportunity. To express their pain or unhappiness or misery by listening to them with equanimous thoughts or equanimity, by being patient with them, by taking extra steps to reach them. Do not undermine the power of your words to nurture others, heal others, or comfort others, or nurture others. Every day you get the opportunity for that. And I do it all the time. Even yesterday I talked to somebody who was completely lost. I spent an hour, and at the end, we laughed, and he said that it was the greatest relief that he had in his life, and he's going to follow these guidelines and advice. And so all kind, unconditional, thoughtful words. Sometimes verbal behavior do not necessarily mean that you have to keep talking. You have to listen to the words of others. And listening itself sometimes is part of your contribution, and you say very few words or very little, or sometimes you are nothing. You can hold the hand of somebody and listen and say just a few words to express that you care. And that will help the other person, especially in your family. Set a goal to create harmony, a verbal harmony in home environment. Be in charge of, or be the leader in maintaining it. Even when other people speak harshly or speak maliciously, speak to them thoughtfully, correct them kindly, and help them or comfort them. Do not get drawn into their negativity in a way that your words enhance their negative power. So this is what I think eventually, this is an important part, important step towards our spiritual evolution and on our path to awakening or enlightenment. I hope that you will think about this advice, and you will begin to pay more attention to the words you use or the way you communicate verbally with others. And remember that it can make a difference in your life. It can make a huge difference in the lives of others who are around you. So for that, you have to little bit sometimes get out of your selfish interests and egocentric perception of self and care about others' well-being and happiness. In other words, you need to bring more metta into your life and share it with others. May you all find peace, harmony, and happiness in your life. May you walk the journey towards liberation by taking thoughtful, conscious, deliberate actions to change your life, change your thoughts, change your words, change your actions. May the blessings of the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, the Triple Gem, be with you all. Abhivadana silisa nicham udhapachayino chattaru dhamma vadhanti ayuvanno sukham balam ayurarogya sampatti sagga sampatti mevacha atho nibbana sampatti minate samichetu. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.